I'm doing good.
No, it's like it's good news. Terry, what brings you here tonight?
Well, you know what? Actually, I got a call from a friend stating that she wasn't giving an event tonight, and she thinks it would be great to find today, since we really can't catch up with each other in the workforce. We're always busy, so I was like, why not? And then I heard it was about producing and television. And I was like, okay, great, I'm totally there. So.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, actually, I was born and raised in North Carolina. You know, I actually moved to New York to really get into my career in early 2000. And I really didn't break into the television world until like 2014.
Well,
I'm actually currently one of the stars of the TV show Born to Style. And Born to Style is on a new network, FYI Network, and also it was on Lifetime Network. So,
who are you in the show?
I'll ask for Pam myself because it's a reality series. It's a reality TV series about style, and it's really about changing people's lives. You know, pretty much getting better. You know, and it starts on the inside, not just the clothing. You know, so that's what the show's really about. You know, you come in, you're looking for a new look and a new style. You know, you're looking to have some fun, and you know, people with great energy, and you know, you're looking to change everything about yourself to make yourself a better person.
Are you? I'll take the style part first. Are you is that one of your talents that you're good in? You're looking cool. You're dressed
nice. Thank you.
But is that something that you love to do?
I do love to style. Style is for me is therapeutic. Although my first love was music. That was really my first love because I'm a singer songwriter, you know, and I also produce music. And styling just pretty much hit first.
The new song that you created.
A song that I created. Well, you know, I always do songs about love. I do songs about love, and I wrote something about it. And it goes something like this. Go for it.
I never knew love till I found you. I never found joy till I held you.
If I can just about sum it up, peace to me means love. You know, unity, love, committed to, you know, just committed to spreading love. You know, that's what peace really means to me. I mean, it goes far way beyond that. I mean, I could sit here like until tomorrow talking about it. But at the end of the day, I really think it really represents unity and spreading love everywhere you go.
I love it. Last question, since we are love chat. What is love? What is love? I mean, that's what we're into. We're finishing our movie called Woodstock for Peace, Love, and Hope. I did the 20th anniversary of Woodstock with Richie Higgins,
yes,
who started Woodstock. And we're all about peace and love. That's our love.
Nice.
Love for you. What is that?
I said again because love for me, it means so many different things. As long as it's uplifting your energy inside and your inner self, and bringing your inner self out, and the energy is actually attracting others, you know, as long as it's positive energy, and you can just bring it all together, you know, and just continue on spreading. You know, I mean, love is just a beautiful thing. Love is universal, as we all know. And if we have more love in the world today, the world would be a better place.
All right, beautiful. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Come on here.
Hi,
how are you?
Oh, goodness. Right now, I'm trying to not get in your way. So
my
now
way? No, you are my way. You are the total thing here. Let's put it, your name is?
I'm Ashley North.
Hi, Ashley North. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
What brings you here tonight?
I'm an Olympian, so I'm here just kind of supporting the event. It's a very fun, exciting night.
Alrighty, and you're in the entertainment industry.
I am in the entertainment industry. It's kind of funny. I've Black and Orange is the New Black, and I am working on a film called The Actors Club. So it'll be out. They just premiered a teaser at the Oscars, so it's going to be an exciting
thing. Wow, that's a big deal.
Well, you know, my significant other is a 3 Academy
No, I don't.
Yeah, the guy in the sweater over there.
Yeah, I know, the guy. I said, you know, he looked familiar to me. I said, they're your agent. I was chatting with him. Maybe him. Maybe he won't even talk to me now.
He'll talk to you.
He'll talk to me?
He has created a multicultural show called Captain J. Talk show that's the cross between the View and Dave Chappelle. So we do a lot of comedy, but also we do, we interview our guests. Make fun of yourself, you know. You can make fun of yourself,
you live longer,
you know, you have to have a good sense of humor.
100%. You know why that is?
Why?
The differences on the film.
Oh, really?
When you laugh and you smile, your endorphins in your body will increase. Your blood cells get happier, white, and children. If you're angry, it puts adrenaline from your brain into your heart. Eventually give you a very not nice life. So, that is the case.
I love life, love are the most important things. And I think that I came to that line. We were talking a little earlier that we just fit into our show, the Cafe Convention show, doing a spot about the tour bus and saying yes to the foundation at the Oscars. And during New York Fashion Week, they basically drink and survive and then they walk away. Really a fun, exciting time, but unfortunately one of the survivors right after the show was that's the hardest part about it, I think, because you don't know when, where, and how, what's going to happen. Because, you get so attached to people, they love you, and they want to love you back, and then be real to them. So what I'm going to do, if you don't mind,
I want to take a second though, since you brought up a serious subject of cancer. All right, so I just I know a couple of weeks ago that mental health matters of cancer, because the good news is that my grandkids, I had a body scan, okay, dermatology time. Check your body, any dark black marks on your body, so on and so forth. You have a loved one, friend, family, check them out, or send them to a dermatologist. My grandkids went into a pool, and they saw this thing on my body. Because they're so beautiful, they said, look at my husband. They were fond of me, and my daughter was there. And thank God I pulled out early on. That's the key, and it's in situ. In situ means that it's contained, all right, in an area. If not, it gets deeper and deeper, and you can have potential disaster. So I share that personal story, so everybody can go out there and take care of it.
No, it's like, I mean, my mom's 30 years cancer survivor, but I lost my brother.
Threat and entertainment, as opposed to singing.
people. I was at a bar at closing time, and the guy asked me, hey, you want to go? I'm going to work on a movie set. And he said, okay. I've been in there. I've been involved with media ever since. I was going to grad school, so I had to get it off. So my friend was bartending. So we were closing the bar down. And I hopped on the Long Island Railroad.
Another example of why you should hang out in a bar.
Exactly.
That's an example of why you have friends and make friends. Friends
know
people that they feel comfortable with.
The guy I played baseball with in high school, I mean, who knew? I had lost touch. I was in college in West Virginia, and you know, just happened to run into this guy. He came in for a nightcap before he got on the Long Island Railroad. He was working on a film called Private Sessions. It was a pilot for NBC at the time. And I backdoored myself to NBC and career for 20 years.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm assuming that's that. So I was there early, which I assumed. And actually, the Range series that I talked about, which actually Dave Jackson, I say it only because he said it. He said it was like maybe you're late, because the Range series was
something on the album.
It was the biggest series that they ever did. The 10-part series, went down, it didn't work. I stay on that show for 2 years as a production manager, and was able to do so. It's a real smart business, it really is. Show business, right?
You know, it's not, definitely not show friends, it's show business.
No, I mean, I've been in the business since I was young, and I've done everything. I'm based in Marcus. I was willing to act a part. You know, you go for a long, like, after front of figure. So even if they have other productions, but, well, and, you know, it's not easy, and I have a production up there. It's not easy. You know, you have to constantly keep flipping it to where it's just.
And people very much noticed, I mean, CBS 1972. It was a possible
CBS. The fact that you rose to the ranks of production manager, which, by the way, that's the core position of any production, the heart and soul of a production, is the production manager.
I ended up a producer.
That's the way of growth. Because if you don't jump into jobs with people coming out of college, kids coming out of college, so they think they're just going to land a producer job. That's not the way it works.
You know the industry. A production manager is actually a negotiator between everyone.
He's the arbitrator.
He's an arbitrator, she's an arbitrator, to make sure that everything runs smoothly and that hopefully understands the fact that none of whatever happens at the studio matters. The only thing that matters is the person at home watching the TV show and he enjoys it.
Well, the little red light says, we're out of here.
Okay.
That's really what matters.
Because that's the audience.
That's exactly.
Let me ask you two last questions. First of all, place to shoot because that was such a
still is.
You know, no, I don't know. That one's is a town name. Oklahoma. Wow, okay.
Mickey Mantle
Country.
All right, we love that. I brought 100 people to Oklahoma when we were buying from the U.S. We handed out $10,000 to children.
Washington, D.C. as a young person. perspective, but the constant bombing. My mom, my father, and I wrote the song. We didn't think it would go anywhere. And Shelby Lynn had actually did the action that night. And, you know, we didn't really think it would end up anywhere. We took it to the C station, and we thought, really, the only thing I wanted to do, because I'm not big on my age, was just to get a play on the talent. We didn't know that we would end up being honored at National Archives, and I didn't even know what National Archives was. With a gentleman named Randy Winter, Garth Brooks, myself, and a TV personality who's also a singer and dance student now in the
industry. Oh my God. So I want to ask you, if you don't mind, I want you to run. How does this song remember?
I just know that. I mean, it's part of it I kind of do, but like it was so long ago.
No, I can hear you. It's a good thing. I mean, we went to the city because of Christopher Columbus had we had a bishop of Barry sent letters to future generations of the kids who were the kids down at Puerto Rico, and then they had a building. And they asked me to do some kind of outreach to the meeting, and that's how they ended up bringing them to the hospital. They said, wait for it. They got the building school from the school, they wrote letters.
Were there loud?
My parents had a leadership team in school. So normally they would have been, they would have actually had, but they had another business in school ways, and they something they did out of the norm. They stopped into that other business. And they came to the state. Every window was broke around us at our dealership. It was like an omen behind it. And there were people running out of buildings, even you know, 8 blocks away. It was freaking out.
Oh my God. Last question.